UT President, keeping ag at the forefront. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This past week, University of Tennessee President Dr. John Peterson was visiting Murray County, where he toured the Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center, the Center for Profitable Agriculture, and the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation.
I think our relationship with farm bureaus are one of the most important things that we do as an institution. I believe the education, the research, and the outreach that we do means that we have to connect with our farmers and their organizations throughout the states and this country in order to really solve the problems that we have of supplying more and higher quality food and food products.
Dr. Peterson, who became president of the university last June, has been a strong supporter of the ag programs, and he's hopeful that a new vice president for the Institute of Agriculture can be in place by this fall.
It's not been an issue which I thought we were really worried about. I think we're still hitting on all cylinders in that organization, but we are moving forward with the committee, and hopefully we will, by the end of summer, early next fall, have identified someone to come in.
Currently, Buddy Mitchell is acting as interim vice president. Dr. Peterson also commented on the new name changes that have occurred at the 11 agricultural experiment stations run by the university.
And I think we want to focus really on the fact that what we're out there to do is to really use our expertise to not only help break new ground in terms of research and development for products, for techniques, and for services, but also to make sure that we can transmit that information and work in a continuing education fashion through our experiment station and extension sites to really get that information into the hands of those who need to use it in society.
Dr. John Peterson, a strong supporter of the agriculture programs with Tennessee's land-grant universities. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.